Okay, are we live? Awesome. Good morning, late morning slash early afternoon, guys, and welcome to Management 401. My name's James Bannon, and today we're going to look at doing a live migration from Configuration Manager 2007 to Config Manager 2012. Live, what could possibly go wrong? Now, the great thing, no demo fails, potentially some unscheduled learning opportunities, no demo fails. All right, so just give you a quick rundown of what we're actually going to go through today. So we're just going to take a quick look at the migration overview, so what we're going from and what we're going to. We're going to look at pre-migration tasks, so what you can start to do in your current environment to get ready for a migration. We will look at starting to migrate the hierarchy of collections, advertisements, and so on, and actual content too, applications, packages, task sequences, et cetera. We'll get some clients across. We'll look at what you need to do after everything has come across and it's working the way that you want it to, and that's about it. So the demo environment I've got up and running today, it's a pretty basic one, mostly because it's all running on that. But I've got a single primary site server running Config Manager 2007 Service Pack 2. I haven't installed R2 or R3. You have to be running Service Pack 2 in order to migrate to Config Manager 2012. No other supported version can be migrated across. If you're running R2 or R3, it doesn't actually matter. It's not a prerequisite or a blocker. I'm also running a separate site server, which has a server type distribution point running on it. That's so I can show shared distribution points and upgrading that DP as well. In 2012, I've just got a standalone primary site server with a standard DP on it. It's also configured fully for HTTPS. Now, that's not, it's really here nor there. It's more to show that if you have configured 2012 for pure SSL, it works exactly the same way. So essentially moving from an infrastructure with two servers into one. All right, so what we're actually going to bring across are the collections, or some of them anyway. We'll look at how memberships and queries and the relationships between them are honored. We'll look at bringing across some applications, some traditional ones, as well as some AppV ones and some advertisements, and how they behave. We'll bring across OS, so installers, images, drivers, and so on. Task sequences, some software updates as far as lists and packages. We'll bring the clients across, and we'll upgrade DPs. All right, so now before I start, the hashtag for this session is MGT401. There's a remote control chopper to be won for the best tweet that uses that hashtag, which as soon as it's done, I'll run back to the speaker room, check the list, and award it pretty much instantly. So tweet, please. Tweet nice things. All right, so your first thing is obviously set up Config Manager 2012, okay, with all of the necessary server roles that you're going to run in production. Make sure that it works. You'd think that would be a basic one, but it's quite possible that you would set it up and go, okay, we're ready to go now, and then discover that there's actually major functionality problems which you haven't tested for. So get that done first. Configure the software update point and sync the necessary updates. Now, here I'm not talking about actually make sure that the updates have been pulled down, just the meta data itself. And the reason for that, you can't migrate software updates from 7 to 2012 if the metadata for those updates isn't there. You don't necessarily need to do it via the SUP. You can actually export and import metadata from the WSUS on the 2007 site and import it onto the other side, but it's easier just to configure the SUP. Install Package Conversion Manager. This doesn't come with Config Manager 2012 by default. It's an extra tool which you install onto any system that's running the console. This allows you then to upgrade packages which you've brought over and upgrade them to app model type applications rather than packages. Establish a relationship from the Configuration Manager 2012 infrastructure to the 2007 infrastructure. It then looks at everything that's there, grabs information, and constantly keeps itself in sync. That's something that you can run for weeks in advance if you need to. Every time your Config Manager 2007 environment changes over a certain period of time, that changes in replicated through to the 2012 site as well. And finally, enable distribution point sharing. You don't necessarily need to do this last task, but it's particularly useful if you have a site, say, where you only have one box, and that's got a DP on it, and your 2007 and your migrated 2012 agents are both going to be grabbing applications, grabbing content from that DP. It's obviously a nice thing to be able to do to say, okay, we're going to put in Config Manager 2012, and every site system we need is going to be brand new. That's a really nice way to be able to handle it. If you can, it's not always possible, in which case DP sharing is the way to go. Also, you have to enable DP sharing if you want to upgrade that DP. So only a DP which has been shared can be upgraded. All right, so let's get straight into it. All right, so here I've got my 2012 environment, some single server roles on it, relatively standard ones. Now, what you can see over is the migration area. So what we're going to jump into, I'm afraid I'm going to have to jump in and out a little bit, because when I jump in so that I can make changes, it does that. So apologies. So what we're going to do is, first of all, specify a source hierarchy. And this is literally just opening a connection, an authenticated connection, to the 2007 primary site server. The account that you use has to be able to have some level of read administrative rights over the 2007 site. So that's actually all you need to set. Okay, it's as easy as that. The other thing it does need to be able to have, if you're going to share DPs and then eventually upgrade them, the account that you use needs to be able to erase that DP from the 2007 site. So it needs those permissions too. And we just click OK. We click OK. And it's running through and starting the initial gathering process. Now, you do this from or to every primary site server that you have. So if you've got five, for argument's sake, well, the first one that you open up is a connection through to the central primary, and then one for each one under that. And it recognizes the relationship between all of them. I'll click close once that's done. Too late? Okay, it's done. Okay. So we can now see I've got a relationship between them. By default, it syncs every 4 hours, but you can change that to down to, I think, every hour or up to every couple of days. And we're now in a position, if we wanted to actually start migrating stuff straight away. But what I'm going to do instead is enable distribution point sharing. So I've got an option up the top. It says share distribution points. Click yes. Enable distribution point sharing. Yes. OK. It goes through a data gathering process again. Shouldn't take as long. Okay, done. And now we've got an extra tab. Which should has now decided not to share distribution points. There we go. All right. If what you see in the 2012 console doesn't match what you've just done, just wait a little bit. It will. or shut down, start it up again. So as we can see, we've actually got two DPs there. So one is on the primary site server itself, and the other one is running off another server. Now, if you take a look at the column which says eligible for upgrade, the one on the primary site server is no. The reason for that is because it's a DP role running on a server with lots of other server roles. 2012 can't upgrade that. That is not eligible. The other one is yes, because it's a stock standard server type DP running on a server with no other server roles. There's an intricate little matrix available on TechNet. I suggest that you look it up on shared DPs, which tells you under what circumstance a DP can be shared, which is pretty much all of them, but then under what circumstance that same DP can be upgraded to. General rule of thumb, if it's a DP either of a server type, server share type, or even of a branch DP, which is running on its own, you can upgrade it. If it's a branch DP, you have to uninstall the config manager agent first. Otherwise, it fails and you lose everything, which is not so much fun. If it's on a secondary site, if it's a server type share, as in not a server share, but a server DP, on a secondary site server, that's okay. It will upgrade it by uninstalling the secondary site. If it's of any other type, it can't do that uninstallation properly, so it's not a supported upgrade type. So the simplest approach is to have a DP running on its own with no other server roles. Now, if we jump back out and I take a look in boundaries, you can see we've got a couple of new ones which have been created. So the ones with the description which has CM07 boundary, LabNet 02, and below that LabNet 04, they've been automatically made. The reason for that is because the CM12 agents have no way of knowing where content on the shared DP actually exists. So when a shared DP comes across, you get a boundary for each boundary that shared DP looks after. And they also get added to a boundary group here. So you get boundary group for DP for each one. Now, these boundaries and boundary groups are not enabled for site assignment. So if you've got automatic client push happening in your CM12 environment, you're not suddenly going to start seeing your CM7 agents automatically changed over. Okay, it's just for content and nothing else. So it's sort of technically an overlapping boundary, but it doesn't do anything. It's just there so that your CM12 agents can find their way back. All right, so now we've done that. I've set up software update points, which are exactly the same. So the only change between 7 and 12 in my environment is that I'm downloading software update points for Office 2007. I just needed to add that to the CM12 site. And that is pretty much it. We're ready to go. Also, if I take a look at the shared DPs, we'll come back to this, but there's a little column which says hosted migrated packages. So at the moment, nothing, because we haven't actually brought anything over yet. Okay, but that'll change. All right, so that's our pre-migration. Now, nothing's actually been modified on the CM7 site. This is generally a totally non-destructive process. So at pretty much any point, you can just say, actually, you know what, I've stuffed it up. I'm going to wind everything back. You just turn it off at the CM12 site, erase the migration history, and it's all done. Actually, the other thing I did want to show you very quickly, when you start to go down the migration path in CM12, you want to take a look at the migration management control.log. Everything that you do is logged in there. Everything it finds, everything it brings over. So if you start to run into any problems, that is the log file to take a look at. That's spun up in the default logs folder for the CM12 primary site. All right. So we've done pre-migration. Now we'll actually look at bringing some stuff across. Now, there are two main types of migrations, collections and objects. Collections is literally what it says. You've got a collection in CM7 with workstations in it. It's got a query. It's looking at a certain AD group. That's got an advertisement against it. There's some software being deployed to it and so on. You can migrate the actual collection itself, and everything that talks to that or looks to that or depends on that or it depends on can be brought across too. It's also the only way to bring across an advertisement. Okay, so an object is something literally like a tar sequence, a boot image, a bit of a package. If it's being advertised when you do an object migration, because it doesn't understand collections and where everything else might be, if there's an advertisement against it, if it's being deployed, it won't bring that across. Okay, so it's just literally the object itself. Any dependencies or relationships are recognized and honored. So if you have a collection which has a query which limits against another one, the migration process recognizes that and brings them both across. If there's any site-specific query, like show me all workstations in site S02, it's going to understand that and give you an opportunity during the migration to change that site code. So if there's a reference to a site code, it forces you to change it. Reason being, you can't reuse your site codes. Okay, so because the migration path is a side-by-side, so I shouldn't really do that, is a side-by-side, as opposed to a top-down or a rip and replace, you cannot reuse your site codes. They must be unique, because you will have Config Manager 2007 and 2012 running in the same environment at the same time. But it's also an interesting time to think about whether you need to bring everything across. Generally, if you've been running Config Manager 2007 for a while, you've got a lot invested into your collection structure. Okay, it gives you functionality. You obviously want that functionality to come over. But there's been a lot of major changes in the way that Config Manager 2012 works, especially around collections. And you wouldn't spin up a collection in Config Manager 2012 for the same reason. A great example, we'll often spin up a new top-level collection structure for software updates, because you can change properties of a particular collection and then link it to another one. So rather than deploying software updates to all Windows 7 workstations, we might deploy them to a software update collection and then link it. That's fine. It's not a bad way to go. You do the same, say maybe for maintenance windows or for OSD. But what you've essentially got then is a collection which has no members. It doesn't have a membership rule. There's no query. There's no direct memberships. And in Config Manager 2012, that's otherwise known as a folder. So it will not recognize the fact that this is actually a collection with a relationship to other ones. It brings it across as an organizational folder. There are no properties on organizational folders, so you lose that functionality anyway. So the automatic assumption that you will want to bring across all of your collections is not necessarily true, and it's worth going through that evaluation and auditing process. All right, so we're going to take a quick look at DP sharing and hierarchy migration. Before I do, anybody got any questions? All right, cool, let's go. So we've got a relationship established with our Config Manager 2007 environment. So what we're going to do, into summary, and we're going to create a migration job. So here, I'm going to call this one Windows 7 collection, and this is going to be a collection type migration. So the one I want to bring across is all Windows 7 systems, and I'll zoom in. It's automatically ticked all Windows Workstation or professional systems, because all Windows 7 systems is populated using a query which is limited to that other one. So it understands that and it recognizes it as a dependency. It's going to bring it across. Whether or not you actually need it eventually, because all of this functionality exists in Config Manager 2012, but it understands that if it brings across a collection with a query which limits it to another one which has an ID, then if it brings it across without that limiting collection, it's actually broken. Okay, so rather than bringing across something which you then need to manually remediate, it brings it across in such a way that it works, but then you can then optimize it at a later stage. And I've also got ticked migrate objects, which are associated. So when I hit next here, it's found a couple of things that it's going to bring across. So I've got a couple of software packages advertised against it. One is Audacity and one is Skype. So it's recognized the fact that there are two software packages and both of them are advertised. So it's going to bring that across as well. Okay. Content membership, so it's basically saying, all right, it is originally from the CM7 site, I'm now going to make it to this site. This is only really relevant when there are multiple primary site servers in your Config Manager 2012 environment. I've only got the one here, so that's all I can choose. Make it part of a security scope in Config Manager 2012, I've only got the one. This is where if I was bringing across a collection in Config Manager 2007 which had a query which wasn't limited, it would force me to limit it here. Okay? In 2007, you can do queries which are unlimited. This is dangerous. If anyone's read up about the Commonwealth Bank in Australia, that's why it's dangerous. In 2012, you have no choice. Any query, it's not any query. Every collection must be limited to another one. This is mandatory. It's good practice anyway. If I had any queries which were based around a site code, I would change them here. And this is just a review. Away we go. Now, I'll run the migration job now. If it was a particularly large job, I could potentially schedule it for a later time when the server was not as busy. If I had already migrated stuff and this was picking up new content, or maybe content which had changed, I could say, no, don't re-migrate stuff I've already brought across, or actually, yes, override it. And what I also want to do is tick this box, which is enable programs for deployment. Next, and go. And that's done. All right. So if we jump down now to share distribution points, okay. We might do another quick data gathering now, which you can force at any time, okay? So you don't need to wait for the data gathering cycle to kick in. You can force it whenever it's needed. All right, so this is now changed. So what we're now aware of is that one of our DPs, the one which happens to be eligible for upgrade, because that's why I architected it, has now got host a couple of packages which has been brought across. So let's take a quick jump into the software library. Take a look at packages. And here we've got Audacity and Skype Business. Taking Audacity as an example, if we take a look at the content location, okay. Distribution points. So if I jump back into administration and take a look at distribution points, what you don't see are the shared ones. Okay, so the content location tab in any program is only relevant for Configuration Manager 2012 DPs. If you haven't enabled distribution point sharing first, effectively, and you migrate an object across, you have to distribute it to a Config Manager 2012 DP. All right. So, but what we should have in software library, So we've got our program, we've got a program there, and we've also got a deployment. So it's changed the advertisement into a deployment. Functionality has been brought across. And if we take a look in assets and compliance, what we should have now in device collections are these two, which have been brought across. So there's all Windows 7 systems, which is limited to all workstation and professional ones from the CM7 site code. And as you can see, it's already got membership, because at this point, it's running a query against the local config manager 2012 DB. Okay, so simply because a certain number of workstations existed in that collection in Config Manager 2007, it doesn't mean it's going to be the same in 2012. It depends on what information is already stored within the DB. So what we can do, we've already got a deployment that's running against it. We've got a couple of them. It's automatically there. I don't need to update DPs. As far as my Config Manager 2012 clients that exist within the same boundary, they can now go and grab this content immediately. So what I've got over here is an agent which I haven't upgraded. It's running on the same boundary, and it's got the 2012 agent already installed on it. So if I jump into the software center, actually, what I need to do, we need to jump into the control panel, launch configuration manager, and we need to kick off a machine policy evaluation cycle so that it can talk back to the config manager site server and find out whether there's any new information, new advertisements which are relevant to it. Okay. Just while waiting for that to occur, any questions on what we've seen so far? So the question is, if that was a mandatory advertisement, would it start to deploy it immediately? As soon as the agent runs through its machine policy cycle and finds it, yes, absolutely. Correct. Yep, that's right. That's right. So that's why it can be quite interesting if you do that. It's also another one of the reasons why it's particularly important in Config Manager 2007 as a pre-migration task to go through all of your software packages and make sure that nothing has the content location specified as a local file path. So like C, Software, Audacity. It needs to be UNC. Because when you migrate it across, that information comes across as well into the CM12 site. So it's going to look at the same original source as the CM7 package. And if it's a local file path, when you go to update a DP or to distribute the content, it's going to go, oh, okay, I'm going to look at C Software. Oh, that doesn't exist. Error. Okay, so make sure it's updated with UNC. And now, just make sure that that client's actually in there. Yep, it is. Hello, that's why. The client is not active. Of course it's not. All right. Let's see if we can quickly kick it off. And have it report back. So it's in there, it's running PKI, which is what I want. There's the site. Yep. Configure settings. Yep. Find site. Off you go. Already assigned. Good. I'll come back to this anyway when we do an upgrade, because this was just to accelerate this particular part of the presentation, but we'll come back to it. All right. While that's having a think, I'm going to go back to outsource hierarchy, and we're going to run another migration job. This time, we'll bring across some objects, and we'll change it to an object migration. Now, this time, I'm going to bring across an appv package instead. Now, the interesting thing with appv packages is because there is a major change between the way that Config Manager 2007 handles appv and 2012, you can't store appv packages on a shared DP. They instantly get brought across and upgraded to an app model application. App model apps can't be stored on a shared DP. We'll also bring across, We'll also bring across software update package, template, software update list. The same applies to boot images. If you bring these across, they cannot exist on a shared DP either. They have to exist on a 2012 DP. We'll bring across a driver pack, which is under here. We'll bring across a deployment image, tar sequence, a couple of tar sequences. It's figured out that it also needs the client upgrade package. We'll bring across all of those. And that's pretty good. Again, which side are we allocating it to? Which security scope are we allocating it to? Note that it has no idea about collections or advertisements. So if I was advertising any of these, it wouldn't know about it. So I would lose that functionality. These are essentially just a load of warnings. Run the migration job now. Kick it off, and away we go. And we're done. Yes? So the question is there a particular order that you should do this in? The answer is, look, generally not. I've done it like this simply because it's convenient for showing it. But no, there's no particular order that you need to bring it in. If you brought the objects across first, and you then realize, hey, I've got no advertisements. Okay, I need to go back and do it again, and you do a collection migration instead. You can do that having already migrated stuff across, or you can choose not to migrate already migrated objects, or you can force them and migrate everything across all over again. It's fine. So no, there's no particular order that you need to bring stuff in. The only real reason that there would need to be an order is if there was a business case for it. So let's say there was a requirement to make one particular site functional before anyone else, then sure, you would bring across collection structures and objects which are relevant to that site. But other than that, no. And if you stuff it all up, you can just erase it and start all over again without having made any major changes. Okay, now from experience, when you bring across that much stuff, good to shut down the console and open it up again. I might just see whether this has decided to play ball, which it hasn't. Reason being, it still hasn't. It's not picking up the agent. That particular workstation had a problem with its domain membership. So I bounced it out into a work group back in again. It was all good, no problem. But now the agent on it is not happy. At this stage, so that's why I'm not seeing any advertisements come up against it. We shouldn't have that problem with the upgraded agents. Essentially, all you would have seen when I ran that particular side of things was the same advertisement, Audacity, and when we took a look in the data transfer logs, you actually see it coming across from the shared DP. Okay. It was wonderful. You should have been there. Actually, now we have a duplicate. So I'm going to get rid of that one. Yeah, delete. Cool. All right, so what we also want to see is what has been brought across. So if we go and take a look in application management and applications, Why do you want to go slow now? I've got a new folder in there, which I didn't make, but has been brought across as part of the migration. And we now have Skype Business Edition that's been brought across instantly as an app model type application and with an app v deployment type. And that is ready to go. Now, that's not distributed to any DPs at the moment, so I'd need to go through and do that manually. We also have, we would have the Configuration Manager client package. That's for version 4, though. We don't really want that. Actually, did that even come across? No, it's actually that one. One of the nice things that you can tell, notice how the package ID is using the site code from the Config Manager 2007 site. That is actually fine. You can do that, even though in a normal environment that would be a massive killer and a problem. In a migration scenario, that is actually fine. The reason why that occurs is because let's say you've just done a deployment of 50 software packages to your 2007 agents and you bring them over, you don't want them suddenly assessing, oh look, there's all this software I need to run, and go back and do it all over again. When you migrate an agent from 2007 to 2012, it maintains the execution history, but it does that by knowing which package ID has been run. So that only works if the migration process maintains the package ID, which it does. All right, so we've got some packages in there. Let's take a look at our software updates. Now, they come across as software update groups. So this is our update list from 2007. So it's gone through and changed a software update list into a software update group in 2012. If the metadata for those software updates didn't exist on the 2012 site, I would have got a massive error, as I did the first time I tried to run it. So at the moment, the actual content itself still exists in the original source. It hasn't been brought across. It's now up to you to decide what you want to do with it. So we've got software update groups. We should have a deployment package for Office 2007. Yes, we do, which is at the same. It's got the site code for the 2007 environment. So if it's already been run, it's not going to rerun. And we don't have any deployment rules, so that's fine. That's a 2012 thing. Let's take a look at our drivers and driver packages. We've now got. All right, so I had already done the 64-bit ones in the 2012 environment. I did the x86 ones in the 2007 environment. It's brought them across. It's recognized the fact that there was a folder called Dell already there, so it's just added that to it. The package ID is in there. One of the other reasons why it's a very good thing that the package ID comes across is that that is what is referenced in a task sequence. It's the package ID. Okay, so when a task sequence goes through and deploys a driver pack, it looks at that particular ID. If you brought it across and the ID had changed, task sequences are broken. So the idea behind this, as with everything, is that the functionality comes across and it's working. It's ready to go. How are we going time-wise? Not bad. As far as operating system images go, we've brought across, okay, we've got x86. It's come across, same with the installer. It's come across nicely. And our boot images should be the same. There we go. Now, interestingly, you notice with the package IDs on the boot images, they have a new one. And that's because they cannot exist on a shared DP. Okay, so they have changed. Now, you may or may not want to reuse a boot image or not, but the main point is that it's there, it's ready to go. And in our task sequences, what we should have, I'll bring that down, we've got the Windows 7 ones, and there they are. It's ready to go. Now, if they had active deployments, they wouldn't have come across. They did have active deployments, I believe. So I would have needed to have migrated the operating system deployment collection to which they were advertised against if I wanted to keep those advertisements. All right. So I'm going to declare that everything has been brought across that I'm particularly interested in. Now we can look at doing some other stuff. So before we move on to the next bit, anyone got any questions? All right, cool. So client migration. You don't migrate your clients using the migration wizard. There was some functionality to be able to do that in pre-RTM builds, but that's gone, probably for the better, I think. So what you do is just use your standard discovery methods within Config Manager 2012 to populate the DB about what machines are out there. So standard AD queries, networking queries, bring all that information in. When you bring the collections across, as we saw, when there are active queries or even direct memberships, as long as Config Manager 2012 knows enough information in order to be able to populate those collections, it just works. Run an upgrade of the agent. You can do this pretty much any way that you want to. You can do it via a client push, you can do it via a logon script, you can do it via WSUS. Any way that is best for you, that's the way to handle it. Probably for testing, a client push is probably fine. Some people hate to use it. I don't mind it. Has anyone actually got 2012 already up and operational? Yeah. Did you install the hotfix for the server for client push? There's a really fun little one where if you do a large client push from a 2012 primary site server, it blue screens. And there's a hotfix for that. Definitely install that. And as already mentioned, the execution history is retained. So let's take a look at that in action. So if I jump over into assets and compliance, take a look at devices. I can see I've got two machines up here. CMO7 client 01 and 02. It's just picked those up through AD discovery. And on both of them, we're just going to go install client. So I want to tick always install because this is essentially a reinstallation, okay? Or it's an upgrade, yeah, but what it does by default, if it finds an existing agent, it goes, nope, I'm not going to touch it. So we want to say always install. And I'm going to say actually install it from this particular site as well. That's essentially because these machines exist in boundaries which are not enabled for site assignment at this particular time. So we need to tell them you belong to this site. It's actually quite fine to have CM7 and CM12 agents within the same boundary. That's not a problem as long as you don't have SMS site code equals auto. Because then they're going back to AD, querying AD and saying, well, which management point should I be talking to? Which sites? Okay. If you tell them, it's fine. And we go next, and next, successful. We'll take a look at the CCM log. Ooh. All right, so it's found it. It's copying to the first one. So all of this assumes that you've made the necessary firewall changes so that the so that the client push process will actually work okay. And once it's done this one, it'll kick off on the next one. Excuse me, sorry? So the question is it only a 32-bit? No, it's both. So the agent which you deploy is both 32 and 64-bit. So you'll always find it in C Windows CCM rather than C Windows WAO 64, whatever it was. Yeah. So the question is if you remove the CM7 hierarchy, can you change it back to SMS site code equals auto? Yeah, sure. As long as you've also stripped that information out of AD, so the systems management container and the DNS record too. So as long as there's no way for a client which has been told to go and find its site to get confused, no problem.
But
Yep. Fair enough. All right. Just taking a little bit of time. My hard drive light is actually indicating that stuff is going on, but it's just decided to go a little bit slow. All right, end request, that's gone through on that one. It'll kick through on the other one. So if we jump back over here and take a look at Task Manager, take a look at all processes, what we should see is CCM setup kick off, which is what has occurred. All right. Now we're running out of time, so I'll let this one just work away, and we'll come back to it. What will also occur? Both of these machines are running Forefront Endpoint Protection 2010. I've got it automatically set up in 2012 to install SCEP. Okay, so it's a System Center Endpoint Protection server. And because it's targeting all Windows 7 workstations, these machines, once the agent is on there and they've talked back, are going to be able to pick up that policy as well. Because SCEP can automatically replace FEP, that's what's going to occur here. So if you're already using Config Manager 2007 to deploy FEP and the integration is pretty good, but the integration with SCEP in System Center Config Manager 2012 is even better, the upgrade process of the antivirus is just automatic. It just occurs. So I might come back to that just because of time constraints. And we'll just quickly go along what we would do post-migration. So our agents are upgraded, FEP is upgraded to SCEP. The execution history in the registry is maintained, so it's not going to go back and say, oh, hey, I need this application all over again. It's already there, it understands that. The site codes are all the same, so everything is happy. What do we do? The only real things left, we want to analyze and upgrade packages with the package conversion manager. Just be all packages apart from appv will come across into packages regardless of whether they are eligible to be app model apps or not. The package conversion manager lets you analyze them and find out whether or not they are ready for upgrade or not. Let's take a fast look at that. We'll upgrade DPs, which is simply a case of saying, right, upgrade, you're ready to go. Replace the secondary sites. Consider just running DPs instead of secondary sites. A lot of customers run secondary sites because they want that server functionality, like they want to have multicast, they want Pixie, appv, and so on. The distribution point role in Config Manager 2012 does all that. So what we are seeing is a lot of cases where a DP in Config Manager 2012 will happily replace a secondary site in Config Manager 2007. So take a look at that. It doesn't need to be one for one. And then finally, decommission the 2007 primary, which is simply a case of turning it off. Even at that point, it's not you can roll back until you strip everything out of AD and all your agents are across. You can always go back if you feel that things are not working well. The only thing which is particularly destructive is the upgrade DP path. When you do that, the account that you're using in 2012 jumps back and erases it from the 2007 environment. That's the only major destructive path. And also, if you've gone through and upgraded a DP on a secondary site server, it has uninstalled the secondary site. Those are the destructive destructive processes. But your primary site servers are generally untouched. So if you needed to, if you really needed to roll back, there is a way to do that. We'll just take a quick look at the package conversion manager, because my guess is that you've all probably got a couple of packages that might be required. So we'll just jump into our software library. We'll take a look at packages. So we've got two which have been brought across that we're particularly interested in. Their readiness state, you can see over there, is unknown. And what we're going to do is go analyze. We can now say, all right, it's changed. So Skype, which is that one over there, is automatic. Why? Because it's an MSI. Okay, so Config Manager 2012 understands that for an app to be an app model, we need a detection method. And if it's an MSI, we can grab that method and populate it from the MSI code. Therefore, it can be automatically brought up. Audacity is a supported application type, it's a native scripts XE. It isn't an MSI, but the reason why the readiness is manual is because it doesn't understand what the detection method would be in order for it to pick up the fact that that application exists. So it's saying, hey, if you can give me this information, it is actually fine. So I'll just upgrade this one. We've now got convert package. It's ready to go. Well, it's going. We'll just see how our CCM setup is still running on this one. So it is a bit of a time delay. Yep, done, completed. Jump up into applications. And there we have Skype with an MSI deployment type. So it's brought in. It's ready to go. Now what we'll do finally, just because we're out of time, so it doesn't matter if it fails or not. Yeah. Is we'll upgrade a DP. Now note in terms of eligibility, the other one is no because it's on a primary site server. This one is yes, so we like it. We're gonna go upgrade the site code. We're bringing it across to that site code. We don't need an FQDN. This is all fine. We use the computer account. That's all good. Actually, just for giggles, I'll say we'll use my account to do that. Next. I don't need to install and configure IIS because it's already done. It's already picked up the fact that it's HTTPS. And the reason for that is because my CM12 environment is also SSL only. So this one must support it. Happens that it does. Import certificate. I've got an existing distribution point certificate that I use over here. So it's DP. Done, and we'll go next. Yep. Do I want any reserves? Where's my primary content location? Here it's actually going to be D and D, or you can allow it to say automatic. I won't enable Pixie. I don't want content validation. It's already got a boundary group associated, although I could add it to some more or even make a new one if I need to. And show that disk space, yep, these ones are going to be brought across into this single instance store. And completed and we're done. So this is the DP itself. So this is the traditional store where content for the 2007 DP is stored. This is a single instance store. It's slowly going to be copying this content across, he says frantically. But we can also go back and check what's happening in the migration log if we're worried. So obviously, if there's a large amount of content, it's going to take a while in order to do this. What occurs is that all the content which exists in the 2007 DP gets put across into the single instance store, which is the DP structure for the 2012 DP. Your existing content is left alone. It doesn't get erased. That means that temporarily you need twice as much storage on the server in order to house this, which can be interesting. It's one of the downsides with upgrading a DP. If you remove the package share status off a package, would it remove it? Not necessarily, because 2012 supports that too. So, no. You would probably need to do that manually. Yeah. Okay. So, just see if anything else is occurring. Okay, we've now got RSMS DP. Yeah, I know. and it's bringing across the content. Slowly but surely it's doing it. Take a look at my existing one. Okay, so CCM exec as a 32-bit process is now gone. We've now got CCM exec exe, which is our one for configuration manager. It probably hasn't gone through and sorted this one out yet, would be my guess. That's going to take time, so it's going to talk back. No, so it's still running FEP. That's okay. But if we go into the registry and we take a look, it's been, most of that key has been stripped out because it's running under the Windows and Windows 64, but it's maintained the fact that this particular software package has run and that it's run Audacity. So it's not going to go back and try and run that again, unless you tell it to, of course, or the user wants to, no problem. Okay. So, guys, it's lunchtime. I will let you go. There is some related content. I think Management 302 has already been run, but grab the slide deck. Management 401 was this one. It's supposed to be Management 402, sorry, which is the app model deep dive, which I ran yesterday. So take a look on that, grab the slides, or email me, and I'll send them through to you. There is a relevant exam, which is administering and deploying Config Manager 2012. And also, that's my email and my Twitter handle. Anyone's got any questions, want further clarifications, please feel free to get in touch. Resources, which are the same for every other one. Yay. Dear evals, you can win. Fantastic. And thank you very much.